Detroit in the late 1960s was a hotbed of talent, from the rock groups playing the Grandy Ballroom to the soul talent vying for a deal with Motown to numerous jazz groups at lounges all over town. But when Motown moved to California in 1971, all of this talent was left with nowhere to record. Today, Ed Ward tells the story of Westbound Records, which in its eccentric way did its best to document black music as it changed in Detroit.
Carmen Baladian was driving westbound on 8 Mile Road one day in 1968 when the name came to him. Ever since he'd been a high school student, he'd been making records, but now he was going to get serious and keep a label going, and Westbound just felt right. Now he could put a name on the records by the group he was sure was going to turn things upside down. Funkadelic was the band behind the Parliaments, a vocal group signed to Revolo, a label that was in severe financial trouble. The Parliaments' leader, George Clinton, was restless. The songs he'd been selling to Motown didn't get cut, and he had ideas he wanted to record. So he signed Funkadelic to Baladian, and sure enough, in time, they had a hit. I Bet You was only a top 20 soul hit, but it was so unlike the other music coming out of Detroit that it attracted the right people. Funkadelic wouldn't be a hit-making machine for another 10 years, but meanwhile, their albums on Westbound were staples in the dorm rooms of hip black college students. One thing Baladian knew was that radio people could help you find a hit, and he was lucky to have a good working relationship with Martha Jean the Queen Steinberg, program director of CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, across the river from Detroit. Martha Jean was from a distinguished black Memphis music family. Her brother Louis had been Booker T and the MG's first bassist. And in 1971, she told Baladian that Willie Mitchell, a Memphis bandleader, was becoming a producer and needed a label. One listen to the master Mitchell was trying to sell convinced him, and Denise LaSalle gave Westbound its first number one record.
Somebody tell me, what is this man?
The record made Willie Mitchell enough for him to get to work in the studio with a young singer he'd discovered named Al Green. Westbound was smart to look out of town for talent. It was something few regional labels did. Dayton, Ohio isn't far from Detroit, but far enough that the Ohio Untouchables, a band based there, knew they were being overlooked. Changing their name to the Ohio Players, they mixed blues, gospel, and a new kind of music being championed by Sly Stone and James Brown called funk. Westbound knew about funk and signed them. Pain wasn't a huge hit, and the Players' biggest success would come later on Mercury, but once again, Westbound showed its experimental bent. The biggest innovation for the label caught it by surprise. The Detroit Emeralds were a standard three-piece vocal group with a decent track record for the label when they released this record in 1972.
See how I'm walking, see how I'm talking, notice everything in me. Feel the need, oh, feel the need in me. I need you.
It didn't get a lot of airplay, but it suddenly started selling like crazy, particularly in Boston, where it had caught fire in a new institution, gay discotheques. A producer named Tom Moulton had done an unauthorized remix extending the song's length, and now Westbound found itself in the disco business, with hits by Dennis Coffey and CJ and Company following over the years. One of the most remarkable records Westbound issued in the mid-70s was a failure, but not because of its quality.
Alvin wasn't out of meat pants good before he was running wild. As far as we could see back, he was always a problem child. They say Alvin was born and raised. He was raised from a bad, bad seed.
Alvin Stone by the Fantastic Four was nothing more or less than a rock opera crammed into 6 minutes and 46 seconds, telling of the rise and fall of a black gangster. It was way ahead of its time and makes fascinating listening today. Besides disco, another thing that had kept Westbound afloat was gospel music, and that's where it got its last national hit in 1983. Clark Sisters were part of a Detroit gospel family that went back to the 1930s, and the danceable rhythm of You Brought the Sunshine made it a huge club hit. Times had certainly changed since that drive down 8 Mile, and Baladian pulled back from the national scene, content to record gospel and license reissues of his back catalog, which he continues to do today.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. All the music he played is collected on the CD, The Original 8 Mile, Westbound Records 40th Anniversary, on Ace Records.